Our final news stories include a high-speed police chase and Vikings armed with beer who will take over Norwich. But first, a pensioner is disgusted at having to wait for 16 hours on hold to her bank after she was scammed.
Former auxiliary nurse Wendy Grady, 66, of Poplar Way, Attleborough, saw the four-figure amount had been withdrawn from her TSB account after fraudsters had called her on May the 20th. The scammers who called her were able to convince her of their legitimacy by telling her details about direct debits from a previous statement, before saying that large sums of money had been taken from her account by someone in Liverpool. Mrs. Grady, who says she was made to feel stupid by the whole affair, believed the scammers were real TSB staff, as they appeared to be calling her from an official TSB line. In order to cancel these direct debits, she was told to enter a code. Not only had the scammers taken her account into the red by making two separate withdrawals in quick succession of £2,400 and £400, they had also locked Mrs. Grady out of the account. But despite repeated attempts by the pensioner, who used to live in Norwich, over the course of the next 3 days to recover the stolen funds, she found herself on a constant hold as she waited to speak to an operator. Mrs. O'Grady said, "When I was on, I was just disgusted with TSB. They have compromised my account, they've breached my confidence and lost my trust. The bank was supposed to pay me back in 24 hours. In response, TSB said they are reaching out to Mrs. Grady to make the situation right. The TSB spokesman said, "We're really sorry for the experience Mrs. Grady has had and the distress and inconvenience this has caused her. Meanwhile, our commitment is absolutely clear. No customer will be left out of pocket as a result of the recent IT issues."
A 20-year-old man who led police on a high-speed chase through Norfolk and into Cambridgeshire has been jailed. Isaiah Egobamian reached speeds of up to 115 miles per hour during the pursuit, which ended when he crashed at Six Mile Bottom. He was seriously injured along with five passengers. The pursuit followed on from a suspected burglary in Norwich. Police footage from earlier in the pursuit shows Egobamian swerve past a level crossing barrier just seconds before the arrival of an oncoming train. He was sentenced to a year in a young offenders institution and disqualified from driving for 2 years.
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the envelope supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage charge to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. And don't forget, you have your EDP Norfolk memory stick in your wallet. The editor this week was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Mike Hutchinson.
And from me, Pauline Goldsworthy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.